Okay, I want to go very, very easy shit today.
Today you wired something a little bit different.
Easy shit today. Easy shit. Okay, and I was thinking all night about Noah Beckhoff. So I am going to pick on Noah Beckhoff a little bit. But we have Machlokas, Reish Lakish, and Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish is Eish Mishum Amono, Rav Yochanan says Eish Mishum Chitzo. And I am going to spend a lot of time just talking about that word Mishum. The word Mishum, which I think, again, could be interpreted in one of two ways. I gave Moshe yesterday of the Shomea Keone, and I'm going in that direction as well, is the word Mishum, that Eish equals Mamono. It is Eish is Mamono, is actually Mamono, and essentially that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi indicates. Or, as Tosa says, it's not Mamish Mamono, it's not you own it. It's similar to Mamono. It has the same characteristics of Mamono, and just like your chayef for your Mamon, your chayef, your Eish, but Eish does not have to be Mamon Mamish. And that's the basic Hakira, and that's what we saw yesterday. Let's just quickly review that. So Rashi writes over here, Eisho, Mishum Mamono. It's, notice what Rashi writes. It's kishoro uboro. In what respect is it kishoro uboro? Shiziko ukasal kadai to dika benarkon shehidle begachela sheina shalo. The Rabbi Yochanan chayav the chetziyehin. Rabbi Shlokas partner the lab mamono who. So Rashi right off the bat says, what does mishum mamono mean according to Rabbi Shlokas? It means it has to be yours. It has a din of mamono just like your shor. And then Rashi adds, just like boro. Is boro really yours?
No,
but also hakasav kilu that it's yours. It has a din of yours. You need bailus, and for Reish Lakish's position, it has to be mimono. What I call mimono mamish, and mishum means it is. It is actually mamono. That is the shita of Rashi. Tosis comes along, and Tos eish mishum mamono klomar chiyuv mimono yeshbo. It's not that it is mamono, but that it is chayav mishum mamono. Just like mamono is chayav, so too eish is chayav. Below she eish lo, but it doesn't have to be your eish. Da'afilu hidlik be'eish shal acher, chayav yida'askum perakakones. And Tosis now brings three rayas that prove that it doesn't have to be your eish. Be'kayfev kamasa shal chaver ne'adleka, u'makir beruach mitzuya. So it's not your eish. Nevertheless, you chayv. The gabe gates yasa mitachas a patish. Afal gav to mistama mafkele. You don't care about this gates. You don't care about the spark. It's not your spark. Yet you chayv. The odem chaadam shi ischayv bedleka shiavkav v'cholam v'yad legodesh shachaver v'lok v'esh hakudshus. The pires yikvenar the adibe kechel she'enu shalom. So Tosis, in contrast to Rashi, seems to say that the issue is not one of Rashi says bailus. And Tosis Lechora is not saying Bailus, is saying what? Like, he's a shomer. In other words, it's under his responsibility. And now he has a chiv shmira, just like my shor is my responsibility. Now shor is mamono. But just like my shor, because it's mamono, is my responsibility, so too eish is my responsibility, and therefore Lechora, I have a chiv shmira, and we have three rayas that even though you have scenarios of eish that are not yours, you are still going to be chayv. Adkan divrei ha'Tosis, and we saw this Tosis Shitase, Tosis Rata Masechet, but we saw Mamoncha indicates it doesn't, Mamoncha is not really a requirement, it's a function of Shmira, responsibility, and we've seen that in other sugyas as well. Good? So now just what does it, so that's one core issue. What does Rash, now I just want to make a point that Joe Mann asked me yesterday. I'm not sure I have an answer to this, or I do have an answer, I'm not sure, but Joe asked yesterday, so according to Tosis, what's the key operative word of Eish Mishum Mamono?
Shmira.
What does the prior Tosis say? Eish Mishum Chitzo?
Shmira.
So Joe asked me, according to Tosis, Shmira is Eish Mishum Mamono. So Joe asked, so what's the difference between Eish Mishum Mamono and Eish Mishum Chitza? That's what you asked me, Joe.
There is no.
What?
I don't understand the question.
What do you mean?
I mean, the Chiv Shmira creates the chia, but the nature of the
chia. Okay, that's what I was going to say. Okay, I just wanted to figure it out. they say the Rav Chaim, the son, and the Beis HaLevi, the father, they used to answer questions in different ways. And he asked a question of the Beis HaLevi, a razzle-dazzle question. The Beis HaLevi would come up with some razzle-dazzle. You have tesis, you compare this tesis to that tesis, you have a chizor that, and that answers your question. So he'd come up with a razzle-dazzle answer, and the razzle-dazzle answer would like, ooh. The Beis HaLevi felt good because he gave you a razzle-dazzle answer, and you felt good. Ooh, I almost stumped the Beis HaLevi. That's his razzle-dazzle question. And Rav Chaim would show you when he asked the question, so like, the whole assumption of your question is flawed. There's no question over here. And so Rav Chaim didn't feel so good, and the question didn't feel so good. So Rav Fox is basically Rav Chaim. He's telling you, there's no question. And I think what Rav Fox is saying, tell me if I'm wrong, is Enachana. The Chiyuvim are all coming from a Chovas, a Shmira. The question is, what is the Hagdara of the Din? Is the Hagdara of the Din a Chovas Shmira Midin Mamono, and it's like sure, or is the Hagdara of this Din of Eish, is it similar to Adam Hamasik? And in a Chanami, it's all a function of Shmira. But now that we have this Halach of Shmira, so now is it under the Hagdara, the rubric of Mamo, with those Dinim, or is it under the rubric of Adam Hamasik, with those din, but in a chanami, it's still coming from the same yisod of shmir. That's what you, yeah, that's what I thought too. But I thought I still thought there was a pedagogical value in doing these shakal v'tarim. I thought there was pedagogical value. Okay.
We already talked about it last night.
Good, excellent. It's good just to get out of Beis HaLevi Rav Chaim's story. Okay, now I asked you to how do we answer up Rashi? So you take a look at the Shita Mikubetza. We saw this yesterday, but I just want to read it inside. So Rashi's, the Gileonos asks the Kashas of Tosis. And then he says, Venira Shena Kasha, not a problem. Why? He says, the Bekofit Kamasa Shal Chavero, who Ose Hahezek? Hilkach ain chiluk bein shia shelo bein shia shel acher, aval gacheles shumamono sheose hahezek diyesh lishma mamono shelo yazik tzarch shia shelo vechein mashik sumeha the gates hayot mitakas apatish gamze ino koshe the gamze begufo ose hahezek hilkach ain chiluk bein shia shelo vechule. In other words, in the case of kofi kamasa, what's the nature of that mazik?
Adam Hamazik.
That correct. Excellent. Adam Hamazik. You're the mazik. And therefore, when it comes to you being the mazik, if you use someone else's eish, you're chayvit in Adam Hamazik. When you're patish, and you create gates, you create sparks. Why are you chayv? Because it's Adam Hamazik. It's not chayvit in eish, it's chayvit in Adam Hamazik. And therefore, your chad, it doesn't have to be shalom. Even if it's hefka, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to be shalom. That's why the Rambam perhaps puts the case of gates where in Hilchos, Chov Lamazik, and not in Hilchos, Nizke Mamo. And finally, says that when it comes to the case of Stama, a person who creates a fire, Kamze Enokasha, the Rashi Yasod, Kipirish Esho Mishum Memono, Kimo Soro Uboro, the Alpha Pisha Bor. Even though boy is not really yours, yet what happens is the Torah makes it yours. So when you build a fire, even if you're mafker it, doesn't make a difference. The Torah says, calls like boar, this is yours. So according to Rashi, these cases, I agree with you, Tosis, but these cases are chai b'toras adam hamazik, that you made the mazik, it doesn't have to be mamono, masha ein kein, if it's a regular situation of gacheles, that the Torah says is mamono, and that, according to Rashi, at least has to be yours. Okay, and the Ri says a similar thing over here. De shechale bein shehidleka ba me'atzma machma shelo shomar de'oz ba'inin she mamono. Aval kishva atzma osa hadleka ein chilu bein ha'esh ha'esh mamono la mamono. exactly, in a pithy statement, exactly what the Shita says. So, what emerges, Machlokas Rashi and Tosas within Reish Lakish is Shita, and that is really how we understand the word Mishum. Is Mishum similar to, akin to, just like you have a Chiv of Shur, you have a Chiv of Eish, but it doesn't have to be Mamono, or, as Rashi says, it must be Mamono. Okay. Adkan Divre Reish Lakish. Now we move into the Shita of Rav Yochanan. Now, Rav Yochanan, I think, also has a little bit of a complexity over here. And what is Rav Yochanan? What is Rav Yochanan's position? So Rav Yochanan says, Eisha Mishum Chisa. So I want to take a look at Rav Yochanan carefully. And Tosis already on the spot here says, Eisha Mishum Chisa. So Tosis writes, Lo Shiyavir Ba'atzmo Ha'esh. So once again, and again, back to Joe Mann's point, there is a fundamental machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. But even according to Rav Yochanan, what is Eisho Mishum Chitzo mean? Why is Eish? What does it mean, Eisho Mishum Chitzo? So what does Tosa say? It's about Shmira. Now, if I asked you, I take a baseball and I throw it at a window, would you say I'm chai because I wasn't shomer the baseball? That's not what you would say. That's not what you would say. I'm chai because I threw it. Now, what was Reish Lakish's taina on Rav Yochanan? Why did Reish Lakish not learn like Rav Yochanan?
It's not actually your co-host.
What?
It's not actually your co-host.
Because in order to be Chetz, it must be Kocha. And Eish, why is Eish traveling? Because of a Koach Acher Me'urabo, because of the wind. It's not your Kocha. Therefore, says Reish Lakish, don't tell me that Eish is Mishum Chetz. So apparently, Rav Yochanan, what does he hold?
That
somehow, even though it's not really your koach, it's got a koach achar me'urabo, how do we view it? We view it as either it's your kocho, or we don't care that it's not your kocho. Either it's your kocho, or we don't particularly care. So, what does Rav Yochanan hold? Eisho Mishum Chitz. Is it your Chitz? So, what does Tosa say? What does Tosa say?
Ki'ilu.
Meaning, how do we interpret the word Mishum?
It's just like.
You built a fire, you did something. So, just like when you throw a softball, you're responsible for the damage that happens 5 minutes later. So too, when you build an eish, you're responsible for the damage that happens 5 minutes later. But is it really your koach? It's not your koach. It is, I'll take that word, kilu. Meaning, it's just a kind of, you did something, there's a delay, there's a time, there's something that happens later, and it's attributed back to you. That's called... And therefore, Tosas, I think, is going in that direction. It's Shmira based. What's the alternative possibility? Is there another possibility over here that no, Kocho means, yeah, the Eish is Kocho. Eish is Kocho. How would you learn that Eish is Kocho? How is it Chetzio?
You started the fire.
I know you started the fire, that's true. But now the fire traveled and 10 minutes later it's doing damage. How is that my koach? How is that my koach? It's the wind's koach.
You were aware.
But the wind is nothing without your initiation.
Like every second is like you're lighting it.
Okay, good. Yes, very good.
At that time you were aware that the wind was going to take us.
But what?
You were aware that the wind was going to take us.
Your awareness Your awareness of the existence of the wind means your wind. The wind is what?
Your
partner. Is your kli? Is your shliach? Is your shliach? Is an extension of you. And now that it's an extension of you, what? Shabbos. Very good. Zohar. Very good. Shabbos. So it's an extension of you. It's called your koach, because, and that would be the case. If that's how we're learning this, then it's possible that kocho is what? Is ma is chetzio mach. We call it chetzio mach.
It's not mamish.
It's
mamish is you hitting a baseball.
Correct. It's mamish. It's chetzio mamish. I'll tell you how. I'm going to jump ahead. I'm going to skip a maramako, but we'll come back. I'll tell you how. So take a look at source number 6. I'm going to come back to 3, 4, and 5 momentarily. Now this 6, we did it a long time ago. We did this in shiur number 46. Okay? And I'll just refresh your memory. The sugya is in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin. And the sugya is talking about various ways that you kill someone. And what's called grama, what's not called grama. You tie someone up, and so chama lavo. Or sof tzina lavo, or bidka demaya, or you take a snake and you put the guy's hand in the snake, and the snake bites. A bunch of different scenarios. So in this context, we learned that we did this sugya of dalamid base in the sugya of mayim mava zemayim bidko akocho. That's what we discussed this, but it comes up in this context as well. So let's take a look at Tosas, and I think Tosas will be an illustration of the right side of the board. Let me ask you a question. Just talk a little bit. If I light a fire, and the fire travels, and the fire kills someone, am I a rotzeach who's chayv misas bezdin? It depends how you look at it. Go ahead, say it out.
If you look at it, Shmira
and wind, you wouldn't be chayev. If you look at it in the world of chetzimamish, then you would be, because yafeh. And is there any gemara above a kama that might indicate that yes, indeed, you have a din rotzeach? Right. The next amud chav beis amud beis. If you light a fire, and you have an Eved Kofus Bo, and there is a what? There is a Mamon Chiyuv, and you kill the Eved. So the Gemara says Kimle applies. Why does Kimle Lichora apply? Because you're Chayiv Misa for the Eved. And in fact, the Gemara asks on Rav Reish Lakish, how, according to Reish Lakish, does this make any sense? Because according to Reish Lakish, Eish is Mishum Mamon. So what does the Gemara answer? Behitzit kufo shel eved. But if you were not matzis the kuf shel eved, you let the fire pass, travel, you'd only apply kimlay according to Rav Yochanan, which would seem to suggest that you have a din of a rotzeach. How do you have a din of rotzeach? Only if you hold what? Eisho mishum chitzo. And in fact, that's exactly what Tosas in Sanhedrin Dab Ayin Zion says. Take a look. So sof chama lavo. The low Rabbi Rachmana Mitzamtzim Ella b'makom shehitchil bo ahezek kvar umir im kofto bifnim. If you tie a guy up on the inside, ve'viu b'makom shesof chamalavo, and then you bring him outside to where the sun is going to burn him up, or sof tzin lavo nira dechayov leman deomar eishom mishum chitzo. If you hold eishom mishum chitzo, what's the eish over here?
The sun,
or the cold, and now you put him in position. So now he's going to get killed. Dilinyan misa nami mechayvinon mishum chetzio. Eish mishum chetzio. Kedemukha ketzar regel. Ve'ein chilu ben mekarva eish eitzel ha-dovar. Le mekarva ha-dovar eitzel ha-eish. Kedemukha beperek ha-koines. What Gemara is he quoting in Perek ha-koines? That there's no difference whether you move the eish. Kofe kamasa. Whether you move the eish to the object, or the object to the eish, doesn't make a difference. You're chayv as a what? Yechayv is a mazik in Hilchos Nezikin, and in Hilchos Rotzeach, Yechayv has a... as a Rotzeach. Why Yechayv is a Rotzeach? Because he killed him. Because he killed him. Which, what does that mean? How literally is he taking Eishem Mishum Chitzo? He's taking it very, very literally. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Skip, skip, skip. Skip, skip, skip. I mean, it's more of the same going on over here, but skip to where you see about seven lines below. Chulin daf lamed aleph amid aleph. Do you see chulin daf lamed aleph amid aleph? You see it? V'hoditz nan, the perik beis, it's about the fifth last word on the line. That's 7-8 lines in the bottom of the page. V'hoditz nan b'perek chulin, b'perek beis de chulin, daf lamed aleph. Nofla sakin miyada. If you're having your hands a knife, a shechita knife, and it fell from your hands, v'shachat, and it did a shechita, shechitaso psula, it's no good. V'diek, and the Gemara has a diek, taima de nofla, that's because it did what? It fell. Hahi pila, but let's say it didn't fall, but rather I threw it down. Ksheira. It would be a good shechita. We did it. I told you. Shechita 46. Keman. Kerebi nason de lo boy kavon. So kasha. Why is that? So Tosa has a kasha. Nofla nami lehave ki hipila lemanda amar eshem ishum chitza. What difference does it matter if I drop it or I toss it? If you hold Eso Mishum Chitzo, who did it? I did it. It's going to happen in 3 seconds from now. Does that make a difference? No, Eso Mishum Chitzo. So you know what he says? He says, Shechita is going to be the same as Mammon, as the same as Misa. V'lo mistaber l'chalek, kim da'afilu Misa gamini mimamon. So you know why it's not a good shechita according to the Gemara when a case of nafla, when your case of hipila? Because that Gemara is according to the Manda Amar who holds Eisha Mishum Mamona. But if you hold Eisha Mishum Chitzo, who did it? You did it. You did it. You did what?
Initiated everything.
You killed the guy. When you tie a guy up by the sun now comes. You killed him. When you dropped the knife, came out of your hands, that's called, if it's Eishem Mishum Chitzo, it's attributed as your action, you did the Shechita, and so too by Nezikin, you did the Nezikin. So there is a group of Shechitas in Rishon that say that Eishem Mishum Chitzo means Chetzio Mamish, to the extent that if you kill someone with Eish, what's your status? You are a Rotzeach. I'm pretty confident that Tosis by us, who speaks about Shmira, you failed in a Shmira. It's not saying you did it. It's not saying you are doing it b'maisa b'yadayim. You failed in a Shmira. And therefore, Yechayim Mishum Chetz. But it's not that you actually did it. And this shita, which we saw again a few months ago, the Ran, Rav Chaim addressed this topic, others, is that it would not be a good shita. I think I put down in the Shulchan Aruch. Did I put it down? Just it says, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Afilu hipil hasakan biyodo, oberaglo, shelo bekavana klal v'shochat, shchitasok shera. If you toss it, it's good. If it fell by itself, it's not good. But for a side reason, you need koa gavra and etc. Okay. If you look at the Gilui Marsha and Shulchan Aruch, he says, Deish Mishum Chitzov in Ma'esh Chova Ba'ad Mishan Arba Dvarim. Which other famous shita in Rishonim lichora, is in the camp of Esho Mishum Chitzo on the right side of the board. That is to say that you are doing it mamish biyadan. Which other famous Shita Rishonim? So this is probably the pshat in the famous Nimuki Yosef. Famous Nimuki Yosef. Let's take a look at that famous Nimuki Yosef. We referred to it many times. Did you teach it any time when you were teaching? No, here. Yeah. Okay, so let's see the Nimuki Yosef inside. It's Kedai, and we have a little bit of time. So the famous Nimuki Yosef is found in Daf Yud, in a Dape Harif. We've referenced it, and we're going to spend some time discussing it, not today, but in this context, it's very, very nogea. Daf Yud in the Dape Harif, Dibur Hamaskil, Esho Mishum Chitzo. Yiram Arav, I think? Yiram Arav. Okay. Now, if you look at right away, the language of the Nimuka Yosef spells it out. Esho Mishum Chitzo, Ki Ilu Biyodav Hiviru. It's if you did it what? Biyodav, Chitzo Mamish. And therefore he says, Ikashelach, Im Kain, Hechi Sharinon Im Chashecha Lahadlikas Haneros. How do we do Hadlakas Neros? Vadlakasa Holeches Vinigmeris Peshabis. The lighting is going to continue and is going to be lit on Shabbos. V'chein ma'achizin es ha'or b'medura v'holeches v'nigmeres had lakasa b'Shabbos. You see, when I light a fire, if I light a fire, let's say over here in my field, it's at 3 o'clock, it travels, kills a shore in the next field at 4 o'clock. What does Esho Mishum Chitzo say? I killed the shore. How did I kill the shore? Biyadai. When did I kill the shore? At 4 o'clock. So I, Biyadayim, lit a fire at 4 o'clock and killed the shore. So that's true. When a lady lights her Shabbos candles on Shabbos afternoon, and the Shabbos candles are lit for 3 hours, and it's on Shabbos, it's as if she's doing what? She's breaking Shabbos. I've said it outside. Ulefize, hareyu ki'ilu hiviru hu be'atzma b'Shabbos. V'kol shekein, ti'ilu hocha lo niskavin lahavir gadol shel chaveru klal v'hocha ikar kavanasa. He should tidalek. The Talik b'Shabbos, the Im Kozitz Nan. But we know Mishal Shem Tzapesla Tanim Chashech Ma'achin Zorbim Dinim Beis Hamoiked Ma'asim B'Chol Yom Kedamra. So how is it possible? We always do things on before Shabbos and it finishes on Shabbos. Why is that not called Esho Mishum Chitzo? That's the kasha, famous kasha. Either way. So comes along the Nimuki Yosef and he gives a famous answer. But the point is, he takes the kasha seriously. Rav Soloveitchik did not take the kasha seriously. He didn't take the kasha seriously. He thought this is a klutz kasha. He didn't think it was a kasha. Rav Soloveitchik, what does the pasuk say? What does the pasuk say by Chil Shabbos? It says, Lo sase malacha b'yom ha-Shabbos. You're not allowed to do an asiyah. When? B'yom HaShabbos. There cannot be Melechet Shabbos without a Maisa B'yom HaShabbos. There's no kasha here. There's no kasha here. All the entire Maisa was done when? On Erev Shabbos. There's no Maisa done on Shabbos, so there cannot be Chil Shabbos without a Maisa on Shabbos. That's what the pasuk says. So Soloveitchik didn't take this. It wasn't so. It didn't get worked up. But everyone gets worked up. That's the famous Nimuki Yosef. So apparently, what did the Nimuki Yosef think? that how does Eishel Mishum Chitza work? It's a perpetual. It's a perpetual action. Yes, very good. It's a perpetual, continuous action. Correct. So that's true. So then how do you answer the kash? So now he says something amazing. Ki na'ayim b'milsa shapir lo kashala. Share chiyuvo mishum chitzo kizore kachetz shebisho shiyotza hachetz mitachas yado ba'oso hasho'o nasa hakol. What he's saying is, when you shoot an arrow and you break a mirror 5 minutes later, you break a window 5 minutes later. When did you break the window? You broke it. Basmeikar. Correct. Correct. That but also shaa nase hakol velo chasvina le maisa de mikan laba. It's not a maisa mikan laba. After all, the ikasvina le then havale le miftere. If your only chiyuv was when I break the window. So let's say I throw the ball. 5 minutes later, I break the window. And now I say, no, I wish I could do it. I so regret what just happened. I so regret. I wish I could pull the ball back. You can't pull the ball back. So why don't we say, when it hit the window, onus rachmana patra. Because I want to pull the ball back, but I can't. So I'm an onus. So the answer is no. You don't say that. The onus is, shame the adlak zira, vachanami. Now watch this. Let's say I threw the ball, and then takes 5 minutes before the ball hits its destination, and then the person dies 3 minutes after he threw the ball. So if you held that the machayev is only when it broke the window, is the guy chayev? No, why? Because he's dead. So says the Mukios, that's not what's happening. Everything gets attributed to the Maisa Hezek, which is the throwing of the ball. So he says exactly this. He says that if Hakanami Ilu Meis Kodim Shehis Pik Lahadlik Agodish Vade Mishtalim Nizak Meachrayas Nechaz Midei Da Kari Kan Kisei Te Eish Shalem Yishalem Da Mai Mechayim Harei Meis U Meis Labar Chiyubu Allah Shalem Yino De Lav Kaman Da Adlik Hashto Bi Adayim Chashin Lei Ela Kaman Da Adlik Me Ikara. Yes indeed. Basar Me Ikara Azlinan Mishas Pshia Chashvinan Lei Vechein Adin Linin Shabbos Dechi Atchim Erev Shabbos Atchil Ukaman De Atme Be'adam Ba'hu Idna De Lespe Iser Chashin. Everything happened when? On Erev Shabbos, and therefore there's no Chil Shabbos. My point in learning the Nimuk Yosef with you now, though, is that clearly, what's the Nimuk Yosef saying about Eish Mishum Chitza? By asking the kasha, what's he saying? It's chitzo mamash. It's not a function of lack of shmira. He's entertaining the possibility you're a machal Shabbos by lighting a fire erev Shabbos. That's only possible. It's only possible if you hold that eisho mishum chitzo mamash. Now, with this background in mind, I just want to say one other point. Just thinking out loud. What's the rule of Kimlei B'Drabanei? What's the ABCs of Kimlei B'Drabanei? It's got to be what? Simultaneous. So maybe the Nisimukiyos is very helpful. Because what's the case of I light a fire, the fire travels, 10 minutes later, it kills an Eved, and 5 minutes after that, it burnt the Gush. So what does the Gemara say about this? Gemara says it's Kimle. It's Kimle. Aye. Where's the simultaneity? So the answer is, since everything is coming from the Kisei Tze Eish, the Mechayev is Kisei Tze Eish, everything is deemed to have happened at that point in time. You're a Rotzeach and you're a Mazik. Mishas what? Mishas kisetze eish. Indeed, that is simultaneous. I think that's what would come out from this Nimuke Yosef. Okay. Good. Sorry. Okay, we're not up to Birkas Shmita. Not yet. No, we're not getting that today. Okay, I want to finish up with one last major problem. Major problem. And this is, I'm uncomfortable with this problem. Okay, Rabosai, so there's a plethora of Rishonim led by Tosin Sanhedrin on Zion and the Nimuka Yosef that are here. Esha, Mishum Chitzos, Chitzos Mamish, Nafkaminas, Yitzicha, Shchita, Yol Shabbos, all of that. Okay. Is that how Tosin in our sugi learns?
No.
Tosin says, Shmira. It's not about, I'm reading the Tosin inside. Tosin says, Lo she yavir ba'atzmo ha'esh, elo kol makom she'posha, velo shomer gachaloso, it's called chetzion in him. It's called chetzion. It's about the ishmir. Now, I asked you to take a look at the Gemara at the end of the sugya. And the Gemara there at the end of the sugya is bothered. The whole Gemara is asking kashas on Reish Lakish. At the end of the sugya, the Gemara is a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. And the kash on Rabbi Yochanan is a very simple one. We know that there is one major, major p'tur of Eish. What's the p'tur of Eish? Taman Ba'esh. Gave it away. Taman Ba'esh. So Taman is p'tur in Eish. Now, if you hold Eisho Mishum Chitzio, which essentially means that Eish is what? Is Adam Amazik. So Adam is Muad La'olam. Adam does not have a p'tur Taman. So how, according to Rabbi Yochanan, do you ever entertain the possibility of a p'tur taman be'esh if esh was mishum chitz? That's the kasha that the Gemara has. Nice kasha. So the Gemara is forced into the following position. It must be that even Rabbi Yochanan partakes of the position of Reish Lakish. And even Rabbi Yochanan has a scenario where it's not Esho Mishum Chitza, it is Esho Mishum Mamono, and Tamun Ba'esh will apply to that scenario. What's the case? So the Gemara tells us it's a case of Kalu Lo Chetzim. Meaning what? I light a fire. And there is a wall in the Chatzim. And the wall, as currently constructed, will block the fire from entering into the next garden. So right now, if I was firing an arrow, what would that wall do to the arrow? It would halt the arrow right there. So this wall would be halting the ace right there. That's the expectation. And now, through no one's fault at all, what happened with this geder is Nafla HaGeder. The wall fell down. Oh. And I, the Baal HaEish, had the power and capacity to do what? To repair it. But I failed to do so. I could have, and I didn't. As the Gemara says, Kagon Shahoya lo Gadra, velo Gadra. And you didn't do it. And now the ace traveled into the next garden. So the Gemara says, Hasam, that's like Shorohu velo tafach ba'ape. It's like your shor, and you didn't close up your shor, and therefore, even Rav Yochanan will tell you that on that second field, you're chayev mishum memono. And therefore, in that second field, Tamun Ba'esh would be an exemption. How do we begin today's shir? We began today's shir with a Joe Mann klutz kasha. At least what Fox said so. Kasha, like, but now I'm coming back to Joe Mann's kasha. I don't think it's a klutz kasha. According to Tysus, what is the din of Esho Mishum Chitza? What's it based on? Lack of Shmira. According to Rav Yochanan, in a case of Kalu Lo Chetzio, Is there a chiv mama?
Yes.
Why? For what? What's the hakdara? What's the hakdara of Esha Mishum Amono? According to Tisus. According to Tisus, lack of Shmira. Lack of Shmira. So now we're within Rav Yochanan Shita, who has two tranches. There's a tranche of Esha Mishum Chitzo. What's the Mechayev, according to Tisus, of Esha Mishum Chitzo? Lack of Shmira. And now Rav Yochanan holds, in a case of Kalal Ochitzia, on the second garden, Yechai B'Toras, Esha Mishum Memono. And why Yechai, according to Tisus, Esha Mishum Memono? Because of Shmira. You should have been Shomer. So, what is the difference, according to Tisus, between Esho Mishum Chitzo and Esho Mishum Mamono within Shitas Rav Yochanan? Is this a good question? It's a good question. It's a good question. I need validation. You hear the question? It's Joe's question. It's Joe's question, but Joe's question was a good question too. But I'm gonna repeat it. We're in the world of Tosis, Esha Mishum Chitzo. So Tosis says it's not about Shiyaber Sa'esh, it's about Shmiru. So he's not taking the Chetzim Mamish route. He's taking your Chayim because this becomes your responsibility. As your responsibility, you need to be the shomer. You have to watch. You have to make sure it doesn't do damage. It's as if it's yours. Shmira. Chetzim. Now, according to Tisus, according to the Gemara, does Rabbi Yochanan have a tranche of Mishum Mamono? Rabbi Yochanan? Yes, he does. What's the case? In the case of Kalal Ochitzo. So, in that case, Yechai Mishum Mamono. On the second side of the fence. Pashtus, you have to say, is a difference between Chetzio and Mamona. You might argue, yeah, within Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, you could say that, yeah, it's the same din of Shmira, but it's a different Hagdar, it's a different outcome. But Rav Yochanan is saying that Esha Mishum Chitzio is one din, that applies on the first side of the wall, and you're going to be Chayev Arba Dvarim. That's Ikabe Nayo Arba Dvarim. On the second side of the wall, Kolol Ochitzav, which is also a halacha in Shmira, as Tosis tells us. So there, Yechayev, but not Betoras Chetzio, but Betoras Memono. You won't be Chayev Arba Dvarim. You won't be Chayev Nezikin, because only Memono, not Chetzio. And I'm asking the question, if it's all about Shmira, then what is the different hagdara, according to Rav Yochanan, between Esho Mishum Chetzio and Esho Mishum Mamon? Yes, Eitan?
On the first side of the clutch there, it's not right for the tire to go to the other side because the wall is burning up. So you're doing everything in your control at that point to keep it on your side. So let's say over there, the tire should catch it. But once it really goes like on the other side of it, then it turns to the mono. It already happened, like meaning that.
But I'm still asking. What's the nature of your different, you know, you have one obligation with Torah's Chetzio, and you must have a different obligation with Torah's.
You did everything in your power to condense it. But once you did put up the fence, okay, now it's Mamona. But at the time.
What's your, how is the Hagdara of the Chiv Shmira different on this side of the fence and that side of the fence? Yeah.
Joe thinks it's wrong, but I think it's 100% right. The fact that Gachelos, Tosus says Gachelos in that.
Oh, you're going Gachelos.
I'm saying it's 100% true because the level of Shmira changes from when it was Gachelto in when it was first placed to make the fire and the fire itself. Fire itself, you're going to be Chayiv Mamono, no matter what, if it crosses into another field or not. But when Tosfos says Gachelto, it meant Gachelto by Fito, and that's what he meant. That's why you're going to be Chayiv Mamono.
True.
That's.
When it's an Adam, like Ash is like more of an Adam thing, you have a Shmir Mahula, but once they cross the fence, there's Shmir Tzvusa because it's out of your control at that point. It becomes like, I guess, Shmir Rego. Not Shmir Rego, but on par with that. Like, give.
I mean, you're making something up. I hear what you're saying. Yes, Ari?
Could you call me more confidently?
No.
I agree with Becca. I think as soon as the wall, I think you're defaulting to Eishem Hashem Pizza, but as soon as the wall falls, you're going down a level to Eishem Hashem Mono. So I do think it's about the level of Shmira. As soon as the wall falls and you have an obligation to put it back up, I think the level of Shmira changes.
I understand, but what's the difference?
I hear you.
What's the difference?
Can you run into my makom? Is it safer where I sit?
Makom.
Right, where I sit. And safe. You don't stay well.
Yeah.
Solid is all about the whole time that I was being shot, it also came my first bicep. At that time, you had a snapshot of the bicep. So when you lit the fire, the only thing that was in your hindsight was the tail of the fence. So later on, you can't add chitzav because the case is already limited.
Yeah.
Before chitzav cannot cover
I understand, but what's the difference between the shmira of chitzav and the shmira of mamon? That's
so what does the wall do? Chitzav cannot cover anything after the wall. So for only
I understand that. But what's the difference in the definition of the shmira? In the hagdara of the shmira?
Because there's another factor. There's another factor in the wall.
Only the shots in it.
What is the obligation of the, you know, Nelson is telling me, he made it up, but he's telling me that when it's chetz, you need a shmira me'ula, and when it's, so I'm just going to read to you what it says. I'm not trying to say it. This is a young man who learned, he's known as, he's referred to as the young man who learned in one of the yeshivas. He was known as, his name is Yonah Karpilov, and his he died very, very young, but he was known as a bacher, as Hagoyin HaMafursam Bechir HaYeshivas. He was the most mufchar of the Bnei HaYeshivas. There's a little kunshus that he writes, and he says the following. I'm gonna read you his words, one paragraph. You tell me if you understand what it's saying. And holech umazik dahainu sha'al yado munach b'makom haturfa zem mikri chetzio kevin sha'al yado nase etzem hamazik ma she'en ken heicha dehaesh yachol leilech b'lo p'shiyaso. Rak shebiyecholto ligdor befanov zem mikre shal yado nase. Sorry, nase ein ken. Heicha da es yachalevet belob shiaso beetzem haesh. Rak shebiyecholto ligdor befanov zelo mikre shal yado nase ikra mazik mishmachi vak mikre chetziv lahave elam amona. The saying as follows. I'm not sure I understand what he's saying. I'm not sure I understand what he's saying. You're losing me too. I'm losing me too. He's saying as follows. Chetzio means al yodo nase etzem hamazik. Al yodo, because of you, the mazik was created, and you have an obligation to do what? To stop the mazik. To stop the mazik. Masha'en came. Hecha deha esh yochol leilech balopshiasa. But if the esh could move without your negligence. Be'etzem ha'esh. Right, it goes on its own. But now you have the possibility of doing what? Of putting the wall back up. Rak should be yacholto ligdor befanav. But the esh is now independent of you. The esh is outside of you. You're not called the baal ha'esh. But you can stop it.
I don't get it either.
I need to process. I don't have this clear in my mind. Which part of Tosis? Eisho Mishum Chetzio. In other words, in other words, if your Shia is in the Gacheles, if your Shia is in the Gacheles, is in the Eish.
It has to be a Pasha. It's not that I just didn't go out of my way and do extra.
It's your Pasha in the Gacheles. Then what? Then that's called Chetzio. But now the Gacheles exists. The Gachelis is this. Now you have the ability to do what?
Stop it.
To put up the wall. To stop its travel. But you were not poshea in the Gachelis itself. Then you are shifting into a Chiyuv Midin Mamo. And not Chetz. In other words, it's all Pshia. Okay, good. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Rebbe. I really appreciate it. In other words, the Shmir is the same. But what's the Shmir operating on? If the Shmir, if you are poshea, if you are, in other words, yeah, what's the Eish Mishum Chetzio? It's not just about Shmir. It's about an affirmative Shia in the Eish itself. You generated the Mazik, not Mazik B'Yadayim like Tosas in Sanhedrin Yerotzeach, but you generated the Mazik through Shia. Through Shia, that's called Chetzio. But now you have an Eish that exists, and it's in your orbit. It's in your orbit. Now you have an obligation. You didn't create the Eish. But as an ace that exists in your orbit, now it's mamoncha. And as mamoncha, you have an obligation of prevention. And that's the halacha of building together. You have to prevent it from spreading, and that becomes mamoncha. Okay, we'll stop here. Think about it a little bit. Dream about it a little bit. We'll go weiter.
Because you're not... All right, I'm with your levels. I don't get how that works.